You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
What the world needs today is some real Christians, honest to God and honest to one another.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, our Father, give us courage to stand up and be counted as members of your family by faith in Jesus, your Son, ready to take the gaff for being what you want us to be, for saying what you want us to say, and for doing what you want us to do. Make us stalwart witnesses to your truth, and fill us with the kindness that governed everything your Son said and did and thought, for the salvation of the world. We pray as he told us to pray, in his great and saving name. Amen. A man once said to me, "You're just plain crazy to be a Christian." Others may have thought that, but never said so quite as plainly. You know something? The man is right. If life is to be judged by the standards people often set up for themselves, unless your main object in life is to make money, there's something wrong with you. Unless you're willing to beat other people down in order to get power and position, you're not quite right, at least in the head. Your heart may be all right, but your head is all wrong. Jesus Christ himself refused to be governed by these standards. He was not even impressed by religion that observed those standards. He actively opposed that kind of religion. He was put to death by that kind of religion. He rose from the dead to prove once and for all what he said to the devil: a person does not live by bread alone, but needs every word that comes from the mouth of God. Christ's people, down through the centuries, never claimed to be perfect, but they did put their confidence in the perfection of the one whom they've always called Lord. He died, but he came back strong when he rose from the dead. That's life, mightier than anyone suspected life could ever be, taking death itself in stride and coming out on top, simply by faith in the one who died and rose again. That's Christian, to have confidence in Christ, that he died as he said he would for the sins of the world, that he rose from the dead having dealt with sin, death, and the devil to be what they always called him, Lord. It's Christian to follow the Lord, where he leads and where he goes. It may look just plain crazy to a lot of people, including some who call themselves Christians, but there it is, as plain as the nose on your face. Bless those who persecute you. Bless, and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. for by so doing you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. It was not a dream world where Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again from the dead. I had the privilege of working there earlier this year for 2 months, in the very places where all of this happened. They are as real can be. Those places, peoples, traditions, and even religions are still at war with one another, each fighting for its place in the sun. They are not much different from the rest of the world. It is just as if Jesus Christ never lived, died, or rose again from the dead at all. To follow him under those circumstances seems to a lot of people just like plain crazy. All of us have to learn all the time that following Christ is really the only way to live at all. It does run counter to everything that most people think or believe, but it is still the only way. The fact is that it is not crazy at all. It's the only way of life that really makes any sense at all. I beg you, brothers and sisters, said St. Paul, who'd come to know this way of life after following the other way in all its futility for such a long time, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, the only service that really makes any sense. Don't worry about following the latest fads of the world, but get a whole new way of thinking about things. And you will prove to yourself and others what the will of God really is, good, pleasing, and fulfilling. That's the beginning of a great chapter, the 12th chapter of the letter to the Romans. It's a kind of portrait of a Christian. At the same time, it serves as a kind of mirror to show how far most of us still have to go. People may think you're crazy, Paul said, but the grace of God given to me tells me to say to you, don't think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but have a sober and sensible look at life as God has given a measure of faith to each and every one. Christians are just a part of the body of Christ, and they ought to have a care for one another. Their looks may be different one from another, but each person must exercise the gifts God has given to him or to her. Love, he said, doesn't have to pretend. It's not hypocritical. It doesn't have to wear a mask to cover up. It sets its face against the evil and sticks to what is good. Love seethes with the Spirit because it serves the Lord. That's the way love is when it comes from Christ and has Christ as its main focus. Life is different with the kind of faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. It isn't crazy, although it may look that way to some people. People who have the love of the Lord in their hearts rejoice in hope, take trouble as it comes, are persistent in their prayers, share what is needed, and follow up with a spirit of friendliness that all of us recognize as genuine hospitality. They would rather be taken than mistaken. That's Christian, crazy as it may sound in the modern world, where the Good Samaritan probably would be resented as being crazy. Bless those who are putting the pressure on you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have one attitude toward one another, not peddling your pride, but lining up with the humble. Don't be stiff among yourselves. Give back evil for evil to no one. Show preference for the good and the beautiful in the sight of everyone. If it is possible, as much as you can, live at peace with all people. Don't take revenge upon one another, beloved people. And don't provide a place for anger to do its work, for it's written, anger and revenge is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. When you do this, you will pile up the hard coal of fire upon his head. Don't be overcome with evil, but overcome the evil with the good. Jesus Christ was hungry. Jesus Christ was thirsty. Jesus Christ was naked, without a stitch of clothing to his name on that last day when he hung in public before the eyes of scornful people. Could this be God doing his work in the world? It did not seem so to the people who walked by his cross that day. But that's the way God does things in our mixed-up world. I'm here to tell you that this was God's Son, sent by the Creator of the world to redeem the world. The apostles of Christ eventually were to see that this was turning the wisdom of the world into foolishness and the power of the world into helplessness. They could see that the humble figure on the cross who rose from the dead on the third day was indeed the power of God and the wisdom of God to all who believe and follow him. The apostles could see that, and it's apostolic to see it today. The apostles proclaimed Christ, and it's apostolic to proclaim him today, the Savior of the world and the Lord of heaven and earth. The apostles followed Christ where he led and where he went. One of them said, "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Just plain crazy? Not at all. It makes real sense, as millions of people have found out for themselves by the power of God's Spirit down through the ages. The word Christian is mentioned only 3 times in the New Testament. Christians probably did not coin that word. They were called that by their enemies. Instead of arguing, the apostolic Christian said, "If that's the way you want us to be known, we shall accept the name," as he accepted his cross, "because we are ready to be identified with him." These Christians took the word of God and accepted it for themselves. They accepted forgiveness for their sins as God gives it. From the righteousness of Christ, they found the good life, which is to follow Christ. It isn't enough to hear, one must listen. It isn't enough to listen, one must follow. Christ himself said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and follow it." You can watch a person indefinitely riding a bicycle. You won't learn how to ride a bike, however, until you try it yourself. You can read books about how to drive a car. You won't learn how to drive a car, however, until you get behind the wheel yourself. You can read about the forgiveness of God in the Bible, but you won't really understand it until you have to forgive someone yourself. Obedience to Christ is the key to real knowledge. Christ himself said, "If anyone does the will of my Father in heaven, he will know of the doctrine, whether it is of man or whether it is of God." Christ's word to Christians is perfectly clear. There's no nonsense here. It makes plain sense. Out of the mercies of God, out of the love for Christ, live in harmony and work in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty. Do not look down your nose at other people. Don't hesitate to associate with the lowly. Don't be so proud that you have nothing to do with people who seem to be on a lower level than you are. Respect all people as human beings made by God. Don't be conceited. Don't think you know it all. Do not pay back evil for evil. Don't waste your time trying to get even with people who have done you wrong. Give thought for what is noble in the sight of all. Strive for moral excellence. Don't be satisfied with a poor grade in Christian conduct. Behave in a way that is above criticism. Don't do anything that would bring contempt for Christ or discredit to his church. As far as it is possible, live in peace. That's what the apostles said. That's what Christ said. That's Christian. It may look plain crazy, but it is right and good. It may have looked crazy when Catherine Coop sat there on one of those days before the television cameras during the 444 long days when she was held captive in Iran. But she was just acting as one of Christ's people, with hatred all around her, probably on both sides. She had a cross around her neck, a visible Christian witness. And because it was Christmas, she quietly sang the third stanza of Martin Luther's little hymn, "Away in a Manger." It was kind of a childlike thing to do, but it wasn't childish. It was Christian. "Be near me, Lord Jesus," she sang. "I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there." At a time when it looked as if this captivity would never end, some people may have thought this was just plain crazy. As the other captives will tell you, and maybe some of the captors too, it wasn't crazy at all. It was, and it is, just plain Christian. What the world needs today is some real Christians, honest to God and honest to one another. In a crazy world that calls such people crazy, when they are living witnesses to the living Christ. Amen.